Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
tonight via the World Wide Web and smartphones. And welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. I am Tiffany Williams Jallo, creator and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And you were just listening to Share My Life by Kim, one of my favorite artists, to kick off tonight's Is Premarital Counseling Right for You edition of the show. To help answer that question, our expert guest, Pastor Sean Heineman, and his wife, Lindina, with whom he has chosen to spend his life. And the couple has been happily married for over 12 years, and they have two children together. During their union, Sean founded Never Again Ministries, which prepares singles for marriage. He's also an author of 5 books, speaker, mentor, certified marriage coach. Finally, he and Ladina host the Doctor of Love Show podcast, which can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iHeartRadio. Pastor and Ladina, thanks for joining tonight's program. I am so glad that both of you could be here with us tonight.
Thank you. It's a wonderful to be here tonight.
Great. Is Sean on? I didn't hear him say anything. Are you speaking
for
both of you?
He should be on.
That's that.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's better to have, the both of you. Maybe just took a break real quick. But, we'll go ahead and dive right into tonight's topic. And those of you listening to this show, you're either dating or contemplating marriage or already engaged and preparing for marriage. And you probably want to know, whether or not you should seek premarital counseling, which is what this show is about tonight. So, let's see if we can help them in answering their questions over the next 5 minutes or so. Let's get right into it. Ladina, today you hear a lot of buzz about premarital counseling. When was premarital counseling, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but if you know kind of like the origins of premarital counseling, when it was invented, and why do you think it's gaining importance in the church and in the mental health community and elsewhere in society?
First of all, before I answer the question, I'm going to put him on speaker because his phone, it's not coming through.
Wait a minute. Did you check the mute button, Sean?
Do you have the mute button on?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put him on speaker. One moment.
Hello?
He can hear you.
Can you hear me now, Tiffany?
Yeah, I can hear you, but very faintly. So maybe you guys might want to, trade off or something like that.
Okay, here. One moment.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I'm sorry.
You gotcha.
Okay. With the church, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, because
We're talking about why is premarital counseling gaining importance in society, more specifically the church and the mental health community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, because the divorce rate is high. that's the first reason. The divorce rate is high. We need premarital counseling. If we're going to set an example of Christ's love for the church, and as Christians, if we're not setting that standard, we're doing a terrible job. If we are to be the light of the world, how can we be the light of the world and the divorce rate is over 52%?
Certainly makes sense.
Yeah,
I definitely want to ask you some more questions regarding, the divorce rate a little bit later in the program. But I do want to know, do you happen to know, where the idea of premarital counseling started?
You know what? I was doing my homework on that, and I don't know exactly where it started. I think a lot of it had to do maybe in the early Roman Catholic Church. I'm not sure of the exact date. But I was looking.